right, if I said it wasn't these boys, or if you were saying that, you might say it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of...
One of the others.
Or suppose you had boys at the end of the sentence, you would say it must have been
one of those boys.
Let's say that you were talking about where someone lived, and you would say, he doesn't live here, and you might point across the road, he lives...
Lives over there.
And you might tell someone, don't do it that way, do it...
Do it another way.
Or do it...
This way.
If a man is rich and has plenty of money, then he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man...
Who doesn't have money.
You were saying that he is poor. You would say a man...
A poor man.
Okay. You say a man who's poor?
A man who is poor.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, what would you call that group?
A peach orchard.
I might be talking about a family who used to live near mine, and I would say that when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
whose father was rich, was wealthy.
If someone wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing, if a child wasn't behaving the way he should, you might say, you aren't doing what you
should do.
And a boy got a whipping, you might say, I bet he did something
he shouldn't have done.
If you are refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that,
I won't do it.
And when you get something done that was real hard work all by yourself, and let's say somebody else was just standing around watching, and they should have been helping you do that, you might say, you might.
I did it all by myself.
All right. Or you might say to them, you might have.
You might have helped.
Let's say that you wanted to do something out in the yard, but it's been raining real hard all week. So you might say, by Thursday, I
hope it will be cleared up.
What about if you were talking about the possibility of getting it done on Thursday, you might say,
I might get it done Thursday.
You have a little diagram here at the top of this sketch you made for me of the house you're in now, where we are.
Yeah.
Name these rooms for me. The way you have them.
Now that's the front porch. You see, go around there and around the side.
Yeah.
And that's the living room. And that's the bedroom. And now it's the front bedroom. And then you can go into the dining room and the kitchen. And then this bedroom in here. And that's the fireplace.
That's what?
That's the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.